Last March, a number of organizations gathered in support to give the opportunity for a boy in Unalakleet to have a dog, and not just any dog, a service dog. Logan Erickson is 10 years old and is autistic. Lorelei Kanin from KNOM in Nome has the story.
Early in his life, Logan Erickson developed normally and talked for a brief period. However, when he was 1 year old, he stopped speaking. The Erickson family later learned Logan has autism, a disorder that affects a person's social development and ability to communicate. Having an autistic child itself is difficult. Being the parent of an autistic child in Bush, Alaska, where resources are limited, even more so. Well, Iditarod musher Dee Dee Johnro is a good friend of Logan's family and made a visit to the coastal community last year. She brought with her a dog by the name of Mr. Miyagi. Johnro and Logan's mother both noticed Logan's connection with the dog, and after her visit, Johnro and others got support from the Iditarod Trail Committee to raise money to get a service dog for Logan. A specially trained dog can cost up to $12,000, and for a family in Unalakleet, that's a tall order. However, with the Iditarod fully backing the cause, the Erickson family has received an outpouring of support from organizations and individuals throughout the state. And now, 5 members of the Erickson family are in Xenia, Ohio, for an intense 11 days of training. The organization called Four Paws for Ability trains service dogs for children with special needs. Four Paws selected a yellow lab for Logan, and his name is Juke. Logan's mother, Donna Erickson, says Juke is trained specifically for Logan's needs. Like a bloodhound, Juke is being trained to search for Logan when he's lost.
Logan doesn't talk. He has no way to communicate, and he does what's called an autism bolting, meaning he'll just disappear from your sight, run, and go out the door. And it's kind of terrifying because we live by the ocean.
Every morning this week, the Erickson's spent time training Juke to track Logan in parks among the trees and in busy places like malls. And Facebook videos show Juke's success in finding his new friend. And further, Erickson says Juke is also being trained to calm Logan when he experiences meltdowns when overstimulated.
When he has a meltdown, he screams, tantrums, and panics. And Juke is trained to what's called nuzzle. It has a calming effect on the child, so he nuzzles Logan with his nose and puts his weight on him, either put his head on his lap or scoot up next to him, and that stops the tantrum, and that seems to calm most autistic kids down. And it's already happened with Logan. It happened in the hotel, so we're very pleased with our service dog already.
The Erickson's have 2 more days of training at the Four Paws for Ability Agency. Donna expressed her thanks to everyone who supported them in providing a specially trained dog for their son. She says they're already seeing positive signs that bring a lot of hope.
Just this past week, our family has never heard Logan say as many words as he had in his entire 10 years of living. He has been saying Juke's name and saying, my Juke, you know, when we're riding in the car. Or he's been saying simple commands like, please, open.
Juke will fly home to Unalakleet with the Erickson's this coming weekend. Juke, as a service dog, has special permission to sit with Logan on all the flights on their way home. Reporting in Nome, I'm Lorelei Kanin.